Thank you, Ambassador. I'm independent. My friends are bound by the government mandate. And it seems that you would like us to spar here in this room. But is there enough law? I think so. Is there enough compliance? No. Is there enough IHL? Yes. Is compliance based only on negligence or a lack of responsibility in terms of compliance? Not only on that, but certainly on that as well. But to make the law more effective, what needs to be done is to explain it to the recipient, to those who are supposed to apply the law, whether it's a commander on the battlefield or the legal advisor or ultimately the military prosecutor who would prosecute the commander on the battlefield who deployed the system in a way that was contradictory to IHL. In that sense, I think that one of the approaches, and here is an academic speaking, one of the approaches, and I take the advantage of Kathleen being here, would be to have the ICRC undertake something similar to that great work that they've done several years ago, the result of which was the study of customary norms of international humanitarian law, so that the ICRC does not entirely own that product, but as the result of joint and combined efforts of both the ICRC and governmental experts. And that would probably allow, if not to harmonize, but at least lead to greater transparency between different states in terms of what are the norms in understanding of different actors. Now, as to Article 36, selectivity, etc. Let me, again, my friends here may know more than I do. Speaking from a Russian perspective, do we have an Article 36 review which is universal and provided for in a statute? Not in a public statute. Does it exist? Maybe. I don't know about it. However, Russia being the second largest exporter of armaments has to make sure that what it exports does not violate legal rules and norms so that it does not compromise itself and it does not compromise the buyer, the user of those systems. So even in the absence of a formal Article 36 review system, there is a federal authority which one of my friends in the industry described as our watchdog that observes the development of an exportable system. Let me underscore that. We're not talking about ICBMs. We're not talking about nuclear weapons. We're talking about conventional weapons with exportable potential. So that watchdog looks after the development of a system at every stage of its development until the final product is rolled out. Again, because there is an interest in making the system available for foreign buyers. Let me address briefly the issue of the protocol on blinding lasers. I think that fits the description of what I refer to in my brief remarks as a system which was in existence, even though as a prototype, although I'm not sure whether it was a prototype, there are some anecdotal stories about the Brits using blinding lasers, whether intentionally or not so, during the Falkland Islas Malvinas conflict. Now, this was a system which was more or less in existence, and the protocol limited or restricted but one uses of that system amongst others. There are quite a few others which are not restricted or limited. Is this a good approach to be taken with respect of the systems under discussion? Well, you're the diplomats. It's for you to decide.